Title: Why Kenyans Must Delink Power to Reclaim Their Sovereignty. By Lawi Sultan Jeremani, Kenya stands at a crossroads. Decades after independence, our institutions remain shackled by colonial-era designs that concentrate power, stifle accountability, and breed systemic inequities. As a social consciousness theorist, I argue that the path to Kenya's true liberation lies not in superficial reforms, but in structural delinking, a radical reimagining of how power is distributed among critical institutions. Here is why three bold separations are urgent: head of state versus head of government versus Sinsi, ending the cult of imperial presidency. Kenya's presidency is a Frankensteinian relic, merging the symbolic unity of a head of state with the gritty machinery of a head of government, all while retaining unchecked military authority. This trifecta creates a toxic culture of personality politics, where leaders prioritize self-preservation over public service. By delinking these roles, we dismantle the imperial presidency. A nonpartisan head of state, elected directly by the people and is not a member of any political party, will embody national unity, while a head of government, elected by the people, from the party or coalition of parties with a majority of legislators, focuses on governance. Separately, a civilian-led National Security Council, not a lone commander-in-chief, should oversee defense. Why this matters? Power to the people. A ceremonial head of state would depoliticize national symbols, fostering inclusivity in a divided nation. Accountability. A head of government held to stricter parliamentary scrutiny would reduce grand corruption, e.g. the Goldenberg and Anglo-leasing plunders. Peace. Civilian oversight of the military would curb politicized deployments, like the controversial 2017 election security crackdown. The cost of maintaining three offices is negligible compared to the billions lost annually to presidential impunity. The Treasury versus Ministry of Finance, breaking the chains of fiscal oligarchy. Today, the Ministry of Finance operates like a shadowy oligarchy. It plans budgets, spends funds, and manages debt, a conflict of interest that enables off-budget graft and reckless borrowing. Delinking the Treasury as an independent cash manager from the Ministry as a policy planner would end this monopoly. Imagine a Treasury mandated to collect revenue, pay debts, and block unauthorized spending, while the Ministry focuses on long-term vision, like affordable housing and climate resilience. Why this matters? Transparency. A standalone treasury could audit and publicize real-time expenditure, ending Kenya's culture of budgeted theft. Economic justice. Funds previously lost to inflated contracts, see KEMSA scandals, could instead subsidize education and healthcare. Sovereignty. Independent debt management would avert China-style asset seizures, e.g., Mombasa port risks. The cost of duplication is a myth. Kenya already wastes 30% of its budget to corruption. Delinking would save far more. Electoral Commission versus Boundaries Commission, rescuing democracy from cartels. The IEBC's dual mandate to run elections and redraw boundaries is like asking a fox to guard chickens and design the coop. Gerrymandering and biased voter registration have long been tools for ethnic kingpins to entrench power. A standalone boundaries commission, guided by impartial criteria, population geography, would end the sham of winner-takes-all constituency carving. Meanwhile, an electoral commission freed from political interference could focus on credible polls. Why this matters: fair representation. Marginalized regions, e.g. northern Kenya, would gain constituencies reflecting their needs, not political deals. Civic trust. In 2022, only 65% of Kenyans trusted IEBC. Delinking could restore faith in democracy. Peace. Neutral boundaries reduce election violence. No more tyranny of numbers incitement. The 2017 election cost Kenya $500 million in disputes and GDP losses. Preventing such chaos is priceless. The bigger picture: a society awakened. critics will cry, too expensive, too complex. But what is the true cost of not acting? Kenya loses 2 billion shillings daily to corruption. Our youth flee abroad, disillusioned. Ethnic tensions simmer. Delinking power is not just administrative, it's a philosophical revolution. It rejects the lie that Kenyans are incapable of self-governance. It declares that no single individual or office should hold the keys to our democracy, economy, or sovereignty. To the skeptics, remember Kenya's 2010 constitution? It was called idealistic, too. Yet it birthed devolution, a watershed in grassroots empowerment. Delinking is the next logical step.